Blog Talk Radio.
Burn down, burn down, burn down, burn down, burn down, burn down.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over
me. Yeah.
Jehovah Jireh, my provider, protect and keep watch over me.
Straight to the final product, you know what I mean?
Right.
It would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical account of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand, God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright, so on that night, that fateful night, while God was going to do this, his last plague, the 10th plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had passed over, when the angel had come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt,
yes,
and
Lord,
rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when judgment comes, wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All about messages to edify the people.
So you see, you have, how many tracks do you have on this rhythm? 12?
Well, we have 10 tracks on this rhythm here. And the 11th track is the devotion.
Right.
Yes.
And each track, I mean, has a message.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. All the tracks have a powerful message.
Firekin, Zebulun, King Solomon,
Danger Mental, Queen Omega, Jack Silver, Matty Greenwich, Rincha, Revelation, Wildlife, Raslet, Roxy Singh.
That's what we listen in the background, Raslet, Revolution.
Right. And the two artists, we have two Jamaican artists on this project.
Well, that's what I'm going to ask you. Do you have any international artists on this rhythm?
Yeah, man. Well, we have Firekin and we have Wildlife. That's the first and eighth track on the rhythm.
And do you intend to put any more artists on this rhythm?
One artist from Jamaica heard the rhythm over Facebook when I tagged him with one of the videos, and he told me right away, send the rhythm, he's ready to voice. Alright, so it's like that. Right now, people crazy over the past, so they're loving it.
No, this is local production.
Local production, man.
Oh my God.
Just keep trying to step it up every time. And the Jah Light Records crew, myself, Sheldon, Jackson, and Kendall, always that hard at work, trying to do the work at the most time.
Natural,
for my music and otherwise. That's what it's all about.
Purpose of life.
It is good that you have taken this picture of me in my palace garden in Addis Ababa. So it can be known unto the entire world even with a just cause. It still proves life.
Show them a picture of Celestia.
Then I tell them to protect their life. You know see man, I ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, go make me market. Turn up the bass and the table is a rotted. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Knowledge is a must, oh yes I blasted. So tell me what the rat they're asking. How I survive and surpass this. Ethiopia where the age should be protected. The needy never neglected. And so that's the eye always reflected. I tell them about David and Goliath. You tell them get quiet, Babylon and them start a riot. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect the life. You don't see man, I ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. A black woman, so who you are talking? Remember me tell you, careful who you walk with. Who go take the youth from blood and creep walking. If the generation take it to what I'm talking. Selassie, I am the king of all things. I tell them Selassie never dead. Rumor them a spread, they probably sick in a them head. Show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their lives, yo. You don't see them and I ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto when a gunshot tabaki. And the rum shop cheaper than Ital market. Babylon apart, give me the weed come out it. Yo, turn up the bass and treble, make we blast it. Penetrate straight through the cold hearted. Education is a must, so yes, I blast it. Yo, so how you ask me, I was survive and surpass it. So that's the eye, hey, you show them the way, yeah. Show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture, show them a picture of Selassie. Then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ain't shan manaki. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto, down in the ghetto, yeah. Welcome to the yeah. Another life gone, another one born, yeah. I keep moving on. Show them a, 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 then I tell them to protect their life. You don't see them and I ancient monarchy. With me dagger full suit made from khaki. Down in the ghetto we love gunshot tabaki. Drinking up me calabash it, me baba diva. Hey, fresh up on the scene, yeah. The marijuana so good and so clean, yeah.
I'm gonna testify.
Do you have a picture of His Majesty Rasta?
Yes, I have, Jalil.
And you have a picture of His Majesty Dread?
Yes, sir. Jai is with you.
And you have a picture of His Majesty Rassist?
Yes, yes, sir.
In my house, there's a picture I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exhibir masakan, grama, we rasvatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the cast. Sai, tuga.
Give thanks and praise.
I love you,
Lord.
I love you, Lord. Black lives of freedom.
Then this is the revelation, tell me so.
I see your prophet in Bilam.
Dirty Babylon, a weak, but a Jaja strong. I say, hey, Selassie, love me. Lion and Judah, power and born. And I say, hey, Selassie, love me. And that's why I say.
So I say, I know King Selassie.
I'm in the team, we come to trample at every dream. Demons tremble when they're near. Him come up with Father Addis Ababa, repatriate the sons and the daughters. Yes, we love, we love me. Lion and Judah, power and divinity.
Higher than I, for you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever.
Me never born uptown with no gold spoon in my mouth. no rich man son, you know no rich man now. Enough time, my father coming from work on another dime. Enough time, me see me poor mother try to no food jam. Find the last see I love we. The last see I love we. Rastafari, Holy Emmanuel, I the last see I love we. Hey, Janapa see a queen. I don't see how this system did a angle we. We are talent, we make money. Myself and my family. Enough time. Policeman clear said they must take the teeth alive. Enough time. Gunman try to feel me be dead but me still survive. The last see I love we. The last see I love we. Rastafari. Fight me, all when me do good, them not nothing good to say. Adija Palma is not the same vibe cartel from yesterday.
We more mature now, in spite of what pagans them one chat we say. Me youth a grow now,
me nah make them dead be hungry, as that me say. The last see I love we. The last see I.
Psalms 127, Selah. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman watch it. But in vain.
Thank you, it's just another day. Selah. Just another day.
Oh.
Thank you, Jami, wake up this morning. Roll out the earth before me start yawning. Turn round, but a kiss by me darling. Tell her, say honey, me a touching at the street. In the street, me see poor people bawling. No juvenile diesel, yam from morning. Where the black woman future me oxen. Where the system a do fishy. No, big up the girl, them we fight it alone. And a race two, three, pick me pon them one. Where the man, them
no man, no the one.
Babylon have them in a jail. Big up the juvenile, them in a the street. Where you say them a fi make it and not touch the chrome.
Them no one with the claim of our own.
But Africa, now from no fool in a room. Get the youth, we go on and on.
Babylon, where we go?
Hungry from morning till night. Come,
them want we live our life. So,
them a wonder if the youth them a go stop.
Nah,
I wonder if the ghetto a go drop.
Nah,
them a wonder if we catch in all the trap.
Nah,
I wonder if Jah turn him back.
Nah,
thank you, Jami, we go up this morning. Turn up and smile all when we see it storming. Me vision for better days coming. Every day that me a free. Me no see no job, nah, no free education. But them did promise. None of them never give with nothing. It's like a ghetto youth lost to the system. Every day that me a free. No, big up the girl, them we fight it alone. And a race two, three, pick me pon them one. Where the man, them
no man, no the one.
Babylon have them in a jail. Big up the juvenile, them in a the street. Where you say them a fee make it and not touch the chrome.
Them no one with the claim of our own.
But Africa now from no fool in a room.
Get the youth, we go on and on.
Babylon, where we go?
Hungry from morning till night. Come,
them one we believe our lifestyle.
Them a wonder if the youth them a go stop.
Nah,
I wonder if the ghetto a go drop.
Nah,
them a wonder if we catch in all the trap.
Nah,
I wonder if Jah turn him back.
Nah, thank you, Jami, we wake up this morning. Roll out the earth before me start yawning. Turn round, but a kiss by me darling. Tell her, say honey, me a touching at the street. In the street, me see poor people bawling. No juvenile diesel, yam from money. Where the black woman future me oxen. Where the system a do fishy. No, big up the girl, them we fight it alone. And a race 2-3 pick me from them own. Where the man them no man know the home. Babylon of them in a jail. Big up the juvenile them in a the street. Where you tell them I fi make it and not touch the chrome. Them know why we fi claim our own. But Africa now found no fool in a room. Get the youth we go on and on.
Babylon where we go.
Hungry from morning till night come.
Them want we believe our life stop.
Them a wonder if the youth them a go stop.
Nah.
I wonder if the ghetto a go drop.
Nah.
Them a wonder if we catch in all the trap.
Nah.
I wonder if Jah turn him back.
Nah.
Thank you Jah, me wake up this morning. Turn up and smile on when we see it storming. Me vision for better days coming. Every day that me a free. Me no see no job, nah no free education, but them did Brahmin. None of them never give me nothing. It's like ghetto youth lost to the system. Every day that me a free. No, big up the girl, them we fight it alone. And a race 2-3 pick me from them one. Where the man there,
no man know the home.
Babylon of them in a jail.
Give that man to the black Christ. The black Christ. Give that man to the black Christ. The black Christ.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor Le'asaf. Mizmor Le'asaf.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all.
Mizmor Le'asaf. Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, bekerev Elohim yishpot. Ad matai tishpetu avel, ufne resha'im yise'u sela. Shiftu dal ve'yatom, ani varash hatziku. Palletu dal ve'evyon, miyad resha'im hatzilu. לא ידעו ולא יבינו, בחשיכה יתהלכו, ימותו כל מוסדי ארץ. אני אמרתי, אלוהים אתם, ובני עליון כולכם. אכן כאדם תמותון, וכאחד השרים תפולו. קומה אלוהים, שפטה הארץ, כי אתה תנחל בכל הגויים.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asaf.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
בקרב אלוהים נשקוט.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. He shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. 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 Inherit all
Discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana. This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Thank you. Whatever you have done. Thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
All right, is the law.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this force. Shema, Yisrael, hear. Give ear, O Yisrael. Hear for the Shalishi Aliyah, here for the third reading. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah, the third Aliyah. Offering for this Shabbat Lech Lecha. Sabbath, get thee out. Sabbath, go for self. Send that to later. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 13, here at verse 5, for the Shalishi, Udam, Lotaha Holeka et Avram, Hayaz Ona Ua Bakara, with Ohalim, Abram's separation from Lot, Abram's separation from Lot. Wadam, Lilot, and Lot also. Wadam, Lilot, Ahaholeka etta Avram, and Lot also, who went with Abram. Wadam, Lilot, Ahaholeka etta Avram, Hayas on Ubatar, Wohalim, had flocks, Hayas on Uvakar, and herds, we ohalim, and tents, Wadam le lot aha holeka et Avram, Hayas on Naua Bakar, we ohalim. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said to Lot, May there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between I and the I, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen. For we, I and I, be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee, I? Separate thyself, I pray thee, I, from me, from I. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. Lot's first step in backsliding, verse 10. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordanos, of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. Lifted Yahuwah before Jehovah destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah even, as the garden of Jehovah, like the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, the land of Kemet, as thou comest to Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Yarden, of Jordanos, of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Lot's second step in backsliding, verse 12. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked, ratchet, and sinners, and uckers, lifting Yahuwah before Jehovah exceedingly. The Abrahamic covenant, the land given, natural posterity promised. Verse 14. And Jehovah said to Abraham, After that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from Hamakom, from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee, I will give it to
and to thy seed and to thy race forever, forever. And I will make thy seed, thy race, as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of Ha'aretz, the earth, the earthly plain, then shall thy seed, thy race, also be numbered. Arise, walk, charge through the land, in the length of it and in the breadth of it, of her. For I will give it, I will give her to thee, I. Then Avram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar, Mizbeach, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, hear, hear. Give ear, Yisrael, hear, for the Revi'i, the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, Revi'i, for the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat Lech Lika, Sabbath, get thee out, send that to later, Wut'a. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, called Genesis chapter 14, Avram delivers Lot, Avram. Delivers,
Lot.
Delivers,
Lot.
Delivers,
Lot.
Delivers, Lot. Why he be mea Amrafela Meleka Shinara Arayok Meleka Elasar Kedara La Omera Meleka Elam Witid Allah Meleka Goyim. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, why he, be may Amraphel, Meleka Shinar,
Shinar,
Shinar, Ariok, king of Elasar, Ariok, Meleka Elasar, Kedolomer, king of Elam, Kidara La Omera, Meleka Elam, and Tidal, Tidal, king of nations, king of Gentiles. With Tidala, Meleka Goyim, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, king of Sodom, and Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Admah, Shemeber, king of Zoboim, and the king of Bela, which, who is Zoar. All these were joined together in the vale of Siddim, in the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Kedar Laomer and the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephaim in Ashtarota Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emims in Shaveh Kiryataim, and the Horites in the Mount Seir to El Paran, which is by the wilderness of Midbar. And they returned and came to Ein Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the vale, the valley of Siddim, with Kedor Loamer, the king of Elam, and Tidala Meleka Goyim, king of Gentiles, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Ariok, king of Elasar, four kings with five. And the vale, the valley of Siddim, was full of slime pits. And the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot and they took Lot, Avram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram Ha'ibri, Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, Ha'emori, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anir. And these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, born in his own bait, 318, and pursued them to Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the woman also, and the people. The revelation of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, as El Elyon, the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth. Verse 17. And the king, the Melech Sodom, the king of Sodom, went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedor Lo'amer, and the kings that were with him at the valley of Shaveh, which is the king's dale, at the valley of Shoah, which is the king's valley. And Malikias Erek, Meleka Salem, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was Hakohen, the priest of El Elyon, the Most High El, the Most High Power. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of El Elyon, possessor of Shemayim and Haaretz, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be El Elyon, who hath delivered thine enemies into thy yard, thy hand. And he gave him tithes of oil, 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 tithes of oil. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Rastafari, for our feet, and we have been trying to run away. Get them love to be got them, set them there in that slavery. Them can't have no food without no money.
Malkiya Tzedek Meleka Shalim Shalim Hofia Lechem Wa Yayin Yayin Hua Kohen Lehel Elyon Elyon Waya Varke Hua Wayomer Baruch Avram Lehel Elyon Kone Shamayi Wa Arek Wa Arek Hua Baruch El Elyon Asherra Asherra Migen Reka De Yade Yade Waitena Lawua Mala Esera Nikon. And Melchizedek, King of Salam, who Malkias Ereka Meleka Shalim, brought forth bread and wine, Hotia Lechema Wayayin, and he was priest of God the Most High, Wuhu Kohena Lil Elyon, and he blessed him, Wayavarkehu, and said, Wayomar, blessed be Abraham of God Most High. Baruch Avram Lil Elyon, maker, possessor, maker of heaven and earth. Onei Shamayi Wa Aret. And blessed be God the Most High. U Baruch El Elyon Asher Nigena Areka 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 Yadeka. Why you tell Lau ma is who hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand? And he gave him a tenth, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe, a tithe. Umalkiya Sereka Meleka Shalem. Hotsi Lechem Rayayin, Wuhua Kohen, Leel Elion, Waya Barke, Hua Wayomer, Baruk Abraham, Leel Elion, One Shamayim Wa Aret, Hua Baruk El Elion, Asherem Gena Areka, Yadeka, Wayena Lalu, Ma Eser, Mikol, Mikol, Mikol. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Rastafari, and I, love the youths them. Repatriation.
Oh, children of men, how long will you be every apart? Tell it down the back. Why seek what is mine? Just make it to the east, to salvation and desperate. Well read, positively clear. The people in the world keep forgetting them past and them gone astray. Some may burn them every day. That them no love conspirators at all and never fail. Positively clear. The people in the world are lost for them some class. Never way. Think you're actually there. You're two you go back and you a snake in a grass. Me and the youth are tried one away. Melches in the quay. Yeah. So if you see me and the youth, I'm trodding through the earth. We have to try the King Selassie way. Yeah, yeah. Trodding this one away. Have to try this one away. Yeah, yeah. Them send 50, 60, 70 big and me slew them off in space and one day. Well then, you see, the people in the West, see one of them gone crazy. Love to pick up them pets, yet them there in a slavery. Them can't have no food without no money. So foolish is the man in fruit. And yet them hungry, I tell you, step in. Cleanse your ways, clean up your heart. Get to you, nobody gave me say, oh, no, for this heart. Babylon has been stolen heart. Them done dead, them peace and no heart to walk. That's why me come to try this one away. Melchizedek in the way. Yeah. So if you see me on the youth, I'm trending through to earth. Me trending ching 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 the last way. Well then, you see, the Prime Minister's no what of a long. And ever as the last season, Ethiopian rain in the heart and flesh. From Mount Zion, me come for every Israelite. Out of Babylon, show me who is the port for repatriation. No cut no more, don't nobody kill no younger one. So rise and take the sun, you better know where he walk. So last is the almighty man, confuse not your heart. Them side me turban, conspiracies are talk. Emmanuel, so I told because him on go rock. We have faith for this one away. That's the first and only way. Hey, so if you see I and the youth, them trodding through that thing, Alpha and Omega way. Well then, the whole of them, holy secretive, but they want me one now. Burn them corners and them crevices, what are you to the show? I need to see every youth grow. Living love, come make it reason and flow. All the seed where you are so can't plant corn on a piece of happy. And me happy try this one away. Happy try this one away. Hey, them 70, 60, 70 thousand. Me slaughter them in space and one day. You see, my said the people them in the West, the
crazy. Yet them love to be got them chest, yet them die in a slavery. Them can't have no food without no money. So who is this the man with food will die and yet him hungry. So clean up your ways, cleanse up your heart. Use no bother this because I will not put me thought. Babylon has seen the soul and the heart. Yet see him peace and know him want to walk. That's why me come be trying to run away.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shalom, Chabarim, shalom. And here for this third Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, we have Lech Lika. Lech Lika. Lech Lika. Go for self. Go for yourself. Get thee out. We have to get thee out to our portion reading and feeding right here. Abraham, the black Assyrian, Osirian, Ashur, Ashurian, the black Osirian coming out of Ur of the Chaldees, of the Kastim, and going forward in obedience to he who be who he be who called him to a land, right, being called forward to a land that he would be shown, seen, sight. So here in the journey, in the tribe, one of the subject matters is the quarrel. The quarrel. We liken this with the tribalism and brother versus brother, family on family and strife. The quarrel here that we have with Lot. Who is Lot? What does Lot mean? And how Lot was a lot of trouble. Now, I often note this right here, and just to share this, just as a couple of first words right here, that Abram, for the name changed to Abraham, Abram, the exalted, the high father, that Abram was called out. Abram was called, as we have, Lech Lecha, get thee out. All right. Now, Jehovah said to who? To Abram. He said to Abram and Lot and Lot. No, he said to Abram. And Jehovah said to Abram, get thee out, get thee out, get out, get thee out. Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's bait, thy father's house, to a land that I will shew thee, Abram was called. Now, as we follow the narrative forward to the fourth verse, Abram in the land, worship, communion, and promise, the hope, the expectation. What do we have? Verse 4. So Abram departed as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had spoken to him. Did it say as Jehovah has spoken to them? No, as Jehovah has spoken to him. So we learn something here about obedience. We learn something here about receiving a call and the response and answering and the answer to that call, even that call out. But now, as we are in Genesis chapter 12, first book of Moses, from the Sefer Bereshit, in the beginning here in Genesis, Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, so Abram departed as Jehovah had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. At this point, we can read this as, and Lot went with him, yes, and Lot was a lot of trouble. Lot went with him, and Lot was a lot of trouble. Because, see, this leads up to even where we're at right here with the quarrel, the thought for the Shabuah. Abraham, he had a close encounter with Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and it changed his life. We have all sorts of different names for this sort of experience, this close encounter. Right, what's the true good, the true God, this close encounter with the source? Some call it a conversion. Others may refer to it as being born again. To still others, it's a spiritual awakening, regardless of what we call it or what name we feel is most appropriate for this sort of experience. It is pure joy in the innermost of the innocence. It is a conversion of the heart. He breaks the heart, the mind, thinking, the thought, a psycho-spiritual in the suke, the soul, and the spirit, a psycho-spiritual awakening of the nefesh. It's a spiritual awakening of the psyche. It is a new birth. So Abram said to Lot, picking up here, Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife. Peacemaker, make us not have any war. Don't make us have any strife. I pray thee, I, between me and thee, between I and the I, between I and I. Abram said to Lot, let's not have no strife. Let's not have no trouble between I and the I, between my herdsmen, and the I herdsmen. For I and I be brethren, for we are brothers. So Abraham sought to appeal to the brotherly love, the brotherly relationship. Now, the scripture, it mentions here, right, that Lot right? Lot was Abram's. Lot was Abram's. It says, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, his nephew. Lech Lecha, get thee out. This was said to Abram. And Lot went with him. Genesis 12 and 4. Here in Genesis 13 and 8, Abram said to Lot, who is Lot? Lot is the son of Haran. Right? He took, Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son. The relationship to Abram is this is his nephew. His nephew, his brother's son, his nephew. He said, let there be no strife. Why? Based on the relationship of being brothers. Now one should say, well, boom, there it is. There it is. We're brothers. We're brethren. We be brethren. In fact, we be. Who we be? We be brethren. Let there be no strife. Abraham and his nephew both had herds, both had flocks. They both had herdsmen. Right? They had their, in a sense, it's almost like this, see, I'm studying this here to see where do we have so-called, I wouldn't just say tribalism, but the gang. You know, this clique, this crew, Abram's, his gang of herdsmen, and Lot, and Lot's gang of herdsmen. Now they have cattle. They have much cattle. They need the resources of the land. So the herdsmen are quarreling, right, over whose herds, whose gang of herdsmen and the gang of cattle and sheep and flocks should graze on this land or that land. So here we have a battle or a conflict, rather, conflict of resources. Abraham, he speaks up. He says, let there be no strife. First words, he says, let there be no strife. And then he states that we are brethren. We're brothers. He doesn't even say, listen, you're my nephew. I'm your uncle. Do what I take. No, he says, we are brothers. We are brethren. So not even stating the fact that, well, you're my nephew, and you must listen to what I say. No, he said, we are brothers. Let there be no strife. Let there be no strife. So in the land of Canaan, water, a very valuable resource. Water was, how should we say, limited. Water, most precious, most valuable. And the two kinsmen found it impossible, not possible to stay together. Not just the two kinsmen, but those who were part of their, we could say, clique or crew. Right, the herdsmen, remember? It says that the herdsmen. It points out who? It points out the herdsmen. Abram's herdsmen and Lot and Lot's herdsmen. Their herdsmen quarreled. Their herdsmen, their gangs. This is why I applied it even with the Oromos and between Abiy, Prime Minister, and Jawar Mohammed, the political activist, American citizen, but he's Oromo too. A lot of people say, oh, woo. See, you might think it's tribalism of another sort. Here we have the tribe, the group, not based on Abraham and Lot against the Canaanites or against another set of people, but amongst their own people. It's like they say black on black. That's what we had here. The herdsmen, their herdsmen were quarreling over grazing territory and water rights. Now, in this relationship, Abraham was Lot's senior. He's the elder. Abraham should have just been able to say, listen, this is what it's going to be like. And Lot says, all right, elder, yes. People say, respect your elders. We hear ones and ones speak about respecting elders, right? Respecting the elders. Well, Abraham was Lot's elders, but still there was a quarrel. He was clearly in a position of authority over Lot. He could have sent Lot away. I mean, that's why I question, how did Lot even, you know, he called, Abraham was called. Abraham was called. And Jehovah called Abraham, said, Lech Lecha. And that's clearly in the singular sense. You could say the singular collective sense, but it's clearly speaking to Abram. But Lot comes along. He could have sent Lot away, send him back to Haran. He could assign him to any scrap or ground he chose. He could say, that ground over there is for you and for your husband. Go to. He could have said that. Instead, Abraham, he elected to give Lot, to give Lot, to give his nephew, the younger, to give him the first choice of territory and to be content with whatever remained. This is peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemakers. Is this not making peace? Is this not making peace? Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4 reads, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. See what Philippians say right here? Abraham knew this. Even though he was in the right, he has authority, even because of the call of Yah, of Jehovah. He was called, and he brought Lot with him. And Lot, ironically, was a lot of trouble. Now, this can be compared to a man who started a business that prospered from that man's sharp financial prowess and his business acumen. When he saw that his young cousin was struggling financially, what did he do? He brought him into the business as a kindness. After some time, the young cousin demanded that the business be split between them. Have you ever been in any business situation like that? You bring somebody else on, right? Because you seek to help them out, you seek to bless them. Now they want to split what you started and brought them into. What did the man do? He said, you take whatever customers you like and as many assets as you want, and I will continue on with whatever is left. Wow. A lot of ones don't speak about these areas of the scripts of the Bible. This is business. This is ethics. This is even, we can say, etiquette. Right? People don't ordinarily behave that way. They usually do what? What do people do? What do you do? People usually look out for their own interests. And when a quarrel, when a strife rears up, unrest, what do? They do their best to come out on top. He could have gone for self. Right? Even though the word to Abraham was lek leka, go for thyself. Get thee out. Go for self. He could have looked out for number one. Isn't that human nature to look out for number one, to look out for self? But it's not the Jah-like nature. It is human nature, but that's not the Jah-like nature. See, this gives us the foundation of why Abraham was called the friend of HaElohim, the true God, the true good. HaAdon Yeshua, Adonai, he taught an attitude of self-effacement. Do not resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go a mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 39 to 42. So by giving Lot the first choice of the land, Abraham, he exemplified, he manifested the principle, word in flesh, of the spirit of humility and the love. Right? And that heartical love, the heart of love that Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach described to Abraham, preserving peace between brethren, between brothers, was more important than success in the business or prestige. Preserving peace, being a peacekeeper. Predictably, Lot. Predictably, we could predict this. That what did Lot do? Now, the youngin, right? He chose the best land for himself. Now, Lot was not so much a rasha or ratchet in the sense of wicked. He was just a normal sort of person. Lot, how could Lot be righteous because of this or that? Lot was not a rasha in that sense. Lot was not a wicked person. Lot was just a normal person. He was self-serving and looking out for his own interests, just like any of you, just like any of us, right? Just doing our own thing, looking out for numero uno. Abraham was not your so-called normal type of person. As Avo teaches, the disciples of Abraham, Avinu, our father, are generous, poor in spirit, poor in iron, and humble, and humble, and humble, and humble, It's humble. Be the true spiritual seed of Abraham. Don't be like Lot. Don't be a lot of trouble.
then stand again. Israel, the table is turning.
In motion.
Israel,
I'm calling all my
rise people. And stand again.
Hear what the man say. How did we reach in Africa from the first place? Oh Israel, when the Roman Empire invaded us in a Jerusalem we did dwell. Yes. 70 AD the Romans invade and we were fleeing from the Roman persecution. End up in West Africa, oh for so long we were there in exile among the children of
Israel.
Hear what the man is saying.
Calling on my people. Israel.
Call them up.
Rise and stand again. Israel. The table is turning.
The table is a turn again.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
I am not your slave. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise to the Most High, you know, the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Bless and sanctify them and doubts.
Hallelujah.
All that of the spiritual power, you know what I'm saying.
Hallelujah.
The One of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The One of the Hebrews.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, 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 yeah, it's all TUB, hallelujah. So here, we still have a little overflow from the first sabbatical study, although we're at the third right here for Lech Lecha, go Lecha for yourself. Speaking to a male, Lech, to halak, to try, to go Lecha for yourself. Go for self or go for yourself or trod for yourself. Here we have a little overflow. We had left off with the 85th question. Some of the basic Q&As from the first sabbatical study, Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Bereshis, in the beginning, Sabbath and Wisdom, the first Torah reading and feeding. So there's still five questions we want to touch on right here on this podcast, here for the T to T, Testify Tuesday. But first, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order, Psalm 117.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin. O praise.
Yeah.
Holy nations.
Hallelujah, et Adonai, kol goyim.
Praise him, all ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol
ha'ummim. For his merciful kindness is great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so here, let's fulfill right here the five last questions here. Basic Q&As, give thanks to Hebrew for Christians as well. But right here, the last five questions from the 86th to the 90th for the first RSS, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study, for the first of the weekly Torah portion of reading and feedings, the sabbatical manna, the angel's bread right here. We have question 86, what does the Hebrew word or word name Eve, Chawa, some might have enunciated the modern Hebrew as Chava, but the more African Shemitic pointing Chawa. But in certain ancient dialects, both can be true. You know, we have different dialects, but the more Afro-Shemitic pointing is Chawa. But some would say Chava, just to familiarize the fellow Chavarim and Talmudim, you know, to Ed Sword. But here, what does the Hebrew word name Chawa? And then Mark could say Heywan, I'll touch on that. But what does the name Chawa, a.k.a. quote Eve, end quote, mean, Chavarim? Now we have Genesis, Bereshis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. Now, most translations say that Chawa means living, from the Hebrew chai, life. However, some of the ancient sages say that her name, it alludes to the Aramaic word, some say, and the Aramaic word for serpent, which is chavya, suggesting that Adam saw great troubles that came through Chawa's speech, through her speech. Instead of Isha, as we know that when she first was presented to him, he said that she would be called Isha because she came from Ish. So instead of Isha, woman, or in context it can mean wife, Isha then, Adam called her Chawa. That comes from Chawa. Right, we have Chawa meaning to speak. So instead of the Isha, the first kind of naming nomenclature, then Adam called her Chawa, on some pronunciations Chava, which comes from Chawa or Chava, which means to speak. Now understood, and we understand it this way, Adam was saying that she was mother of all talkers, and not so much the mother of all life. So this is getting into some of the roots, but the general, you could say, consensus of translators and translations and studies will go to the basic Chawa, meaning life from Chai. But it's important to note the Aramaic, you know, since one might say that even Abraham was an Aramaean, you know, and from that root and the connection of Chavya in the Aramaic to serpent, you know, and the troubles, and instead of the Isha, which he named her first, that she shall be Isha because she comes from Ish. And that's the whole reasoning there on the Isha, right? The Isha and the connections even with like
say Aish, 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 you know, within the language, you know. But here, Chawa, the basic translation. Let's go to the verse 3 and 20 for a moment, 3 and 20 within the Ifrit. Now, the translation usually reads, and the man called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. Now, we're reading here from the Chumash in the King James. Let's just go here. We're curious about it. Let's just go here in our studies here, going to the KJV version to see how they bring it out or translate it, because this is what most of us are usually familiar with. And in some cases of study, the translation is pretty good. In other cases of study, you know, it is dubious or questionable when we compare it with the Hebrew. So this is not to dismiss it totally, but it's a stepping stone, and a stepping stone is meant to be stepped on and not stumbled over. So let's make it a stepping stone, right? So here, Scofield Study Bible, this section, verse 20, says the faith. They call this the faith of Adam. They call this particular verse, some would say, that Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, what it said concerns the faith or the credit, what Adam admitted as true. And Adam, here it has an Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. I find that in our studies to be very interesting, because wasn't Adam alive? Wasn't he alive? Wasn't there other living? You know what I mean? Just that question about what really Adam meant there. This is why it was important to go into the basic meaning of Chawa and also the Aramaic connections of Chavia, you know, and also the Chawa in the sense of speech and speaking, right? But here from the Hebrew, we have verse 20, Vayikra ha-Adam, Vayikra, Yikra. Tekara in the Hebrew, tekara is a call, to call or to even read. You know, when we read, it's also tekara, right? Also, if we call upon the name, right, of Adonai, we call upon the Yahweh, we call upon his name, we call him out by name. But in this context right here, it's a sense of calling and even calling out by name. Vayikra or Vayikra ha'adam, shame. Shame, Shem, Shem, some would say, but point that Shem, 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 Shem is name. Like we said, a Hashem, right? Also, the name of one of the three sons is the same. It's Shem, Shem, which means name. This, to note that right there, Shem means name, because coming from so-called white Anglo-Saxon Protestant confusion, Babylon, and racism, you know, they have superimposed this pseudo, partly true, but also partly deceptive, table of nations idea that one was black, one was white, and one was a little bit in between, what, gray, you know, and that has kind of clouded the real meaning of it and say, oh, it's about the Shemites and the Hamites, and they confuse what the true orientation of these names and these words really mean. So actually, Shem means name, right? So when it says, blessed is the Lord God of Shem, can also be interpreted from the Hebrew as blessed is Yahuwah Elohim of the name, like blessed be the name in that sense, right? Vayikra ha'adam, and he called the man Shem, name, Ishto, his wife, his woman, Chawa. So we just went through the Hebrew right there, literally word for word, but there's a particular syntax that the words are said in, but you interpret it a little differently. So, Vayikra, and he called, who's the he? Ha'adam, the man, Shem, name, Ishto, the name of his Isha, his Eshet, by his Orset, so to speak. Shem, Ishto, the name of his woman, his wife, Chawa. Ki, he, for, ki in the Hebrew, ki is like say for, even in the context when, but for, he in the Hebrew is the pronoun for she. So the pronoun for he in Hebrew is like who, right? Who in a contracted form, in a more uncontracted form, it can be huwa, huwa, right? And he, right? Hiya. He is she. That, I find that always very interesting when we say in Hebrew, if I say, well, it says, and Yahuwah, he is the God, like Yahuwah, who,
So who is pronoun for he, and he, and he is a pronoun for she. So here it reads, ki he, haita, haita, aim, call, hi. Ki he, for she, speaking of Chawa, Ishto, Adam's wife, ki he, for she, haita, haita. Haita is from the Hebrew, from haya, 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 also part of the name of Yahuwah. In this sense, haita literally has a sense of was, right? Or the sense of like she was, or bringing out in translation like she be. Ki he haita, for she be, or for she was. Ki he haita, aim, aim, aim. Aim is to say mother, aim. Ki he haita, aim, for she was, for she be, right? Aim, mother, call chai, call chai. Call means all, and chai, 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 chai means life in the sense of living. For she was the mother of all living. So it's kind of clear within the scriptural narrative, Bereishit, right? Moshe's first book, as to the context based on the description and based on the explanation that we have in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20, that the primary connection of Chawa's name or Eve's name, Chava, Eva, Eve, Zoe's name in the Hebrew, has to do with her being the mother, right, of all living. Right? So let's just put that right there, even though we went through a little bit of the, how can we say, a little bit of the kind of connection to some of the biblical ancient scriptural languages like the Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, and also the Aramaic there. Question 87, right? Yahweh Elohim. Elohim replaced the fig leaf costumes or outfits of Adam and Chawa with something better. With what did Yahweh Elohim clothe them? With after he spoke judgment, right? After he spoke the judgment and the consequences of their actions upon them, with what better garment did he clothe them? According to Bereishis or Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verse 21. Now, Elohim clothed them, according to the translators, with, quote, garments of skin, garments of skin. And some take this to be a allusion or like a kind of metaphorical figure of speech to the Lamb of God, to the Seha Elohim, to the Lamb of God. Many, you could say from a Christian or a Brit Hadasha point of view, bring out that particular reasoning, garments of skin. Right? Now, when we talk about the fall of man, in what sense do people mean the fall of man? Was man and woman like existing and living and having bodies, and their bodies not being quite like the bodies that we have, being similar in some sense but not the same? Garments of skin, could this be them kind of falling to a different vibrational frequency to this particular, you know, this particular, you could say, vibration? Was that part of the fall? Others would connect it more theologically, right, within the soteria, the savior narrative to the Lamb of God, who was coming to clothe, once again, you know, we would say put on Christ, put him on, right, put on Moshiach, to clothe humanity with his own righteousness, with his own righteousness. So was this garment of skin, the fact that they were now judged and found guilty, that they fell from a more ideal state, and the connection of the Seha Elohim, the Lamb of Elohim, who would clothe fallen humanity, in other words, returning them. In the beginning, we have the Gan, the Eden, we have a garden, right? And in Chazon Yohanan, right, the revelation of John, the book of Revelations, we also have the garden. In the beginning, we have the tree. We have the tree of lives, or of life, the Eitz HaChayim. And in the fullness of the book, right, we also have the Eitz HaChayim, right, just to see those patterns, the pattern recognition. Question number 88. Why did Yahweh Elohim banish Adam, Wahawa, and Eve from Hagan, from the garden, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to verse 23. To prevent him, according to the narrative, to prevent him from eating of the tree of life, from eating of the Eitz HaChayim, the tree of the living or the tree of lives, before the time of his atonement was secured through the Bein Elohim Chaim, the son of the living God, HaAdon Adonenu Yeshua. If Adam had eaten of the Eitz HaChayim, of the tree of lives, before his purification, his fallen condition would have become a permanent condition without possibility of remedy in this age, within this, you could say, time, this earth age. Question number 89. What did Yahweh Elohim place? What did he place at the east? Look to the east. What did he place at the east of the Gan Ba'eden? Right, of the Gan Eden, of the Garden of Delights, of the Garden of Eden, according to Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. According to the script, Yahweh Elohim placed the Ha-Kirubim, or sometimes linguistically we refer to as the Kepraim, Ha-Kirubim. He placed the cherubim, the Kirubim, the flaming sword, with the flaming sword, right? The hata hachereb, the chereb is sword, the hat hachereb, this flaming sword that turned every way to prevent access to the Eitz HaChayim, to the tree of lives, the tree of life. Question number 90 here, just to seal up right here. What was so unusual, right? What was so unusual about the birth of Adam and Chawa's firstborn son, Cain? What was so unusual according to Genesis? Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. What was so unusual? Well, when Eve had said, quote, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. Isn't that the usual translation? Let's just go here. KJV, from low degrees to high degrees. KJV right here. It says, and Adam knew Eve, Ishto, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain or Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Now, there are some translations that bring out with the help of the Lord. So usually from a Hebraic, looking at the Hebraic translations to English, it's usually written as I've gotten a man with the help of Yahuwah. However, in the KJV 4 and 1 of Genesis, it says I've gotten a man from the Lord, right? Now, there's a Hebrew word, it's called the et, that was interpreted to be with, rather than an direct object marker. So this last question, again, is some of the biblical Hebraics and the grammar, that the KJV basically has it as I have gotten a man from the Lord. However, other translations says I've gotten a man with the help of the Lord. Now, this is because the Hebrew word, right, et, was interpreted in some versions to be with, rather than as it's interpreted elsewhere, the et. Some even see the et in the et, especially in the first verse of Bereshit, Genesis, where it says, Bereshit, bara Elohim et hashamayim, we et haaret. In the beginning or in beginning, created Elohim the powers et hashamayim. Often says he created the heavens, Ve'et, or ve'et, ha'aret, in the earth. So some look at the et and say, well, how come the et, the aleph, the Hebrew letters are aleph and tau, or aleph and tav. Now, this comes down, even in
in Revelation to the Alpha and Omega sense. And one say about the Alpha and Omega. Hebraically, we don't say the Alpha and Omega. We say Ha'aleph and Ha'tav, or Ha'aleph and Ha'tav, or these two Hebrew letters that in Hebrew, biblical Hebrew, function as a direct object marker. So in other words, in the construction of the sentence, whatever the verb is pointing attention to would have the Aleph and Tau, right? Pronounced as the et before it, the Aleph and Tau. And then in the New Testament sense, when they say he's the Alpha and Omega, that comes from the Hebrew of he is Ha Aleph, the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet, and he's the Tau or the Tav, the last letter, the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. But in the translation into Greek, it becomes the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. But these two letters also, some say, is a signature of Moshiach, of Messiah, the Bein Elohim Chayim, as HaDavar, as the word. So some interpret that when it says in Revelation, I am the Ha'aleph and Ha'tau, the Aleph and Tau, Hebraically those two letters, they see this as even explaining Christ's role, right, or Moshiach's role, right, or even before he was Moshiach, but the word's role in the creation. So even in that first verse, the Hebrew, you say triune, right, when he says, let us, you know, Father, created Father Elohim, the powers and the singularity, creating it in wisdom, the reshit, and the role of the Son, et ha-shamayim, where et ha-tau, or alpha tau, alpha omega ha-shamayim, where an alpha omega or aleph tau, where et ha-aretz. Just to bring that out right there, but now the idea of help in some versions, right, was added, right, to the text because the verse literally says, I have gotten a man et Yahuwah. In other words, she's saying almost literally, like the King James kind of directly leans to it by saying from, except not from. It's almost like saying, I've gotten a man, the Lord. The significance of this from a Hebrew understanding of the verse, I've gotten a man, the Lord. I've gotten a man, Yahuwah, right? Which, if you understand what the Hebrew is saying, some might even accuse her of some blasphemy, right? Of some blasphemy in a sense, if you understand the force, right, of what is really being said, right? With the help of Yahuwah, right? With the help of Yahuwah, no. From Yahuwah, no. I've gotten a man, the Lord. So if you read that verse, read it as, I have gotten a man, the Lord, is what she's saying. Here in the Hebrew says, wa tomer or va tomer, and she said, tomer, she said, wa and tomer, wa tomer, and she said, kaniti, 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 I have gotten, kaniti ish. Now you see when you hear the word kaniti, and then you hear the word Kayin or like Cain, right? Kaniti, Cain, Kaniti, Cain. Kaniti, I have gotten Ish, Ish, et Yahuwah, et Yahuwah, the Lord, he who be, who he be, right? Some interpret this right here saying that he alone created us. But in the creation of this child, the three of us were partners. Some interpret, well, understanding the Hebrew, what was Chava saying? Some say, well, she was saying that he alone created us, but in the creation of this child, the three of us were partners. Others say, this child shall be the possession of Yahuwah, that when we die, he may serve him. Now, these are interesting interpretation even by some of the sages. But a lot of times when you can understand what the script is really saying and how things have been, you know, we've been made to believe it, sometimes the force of it is too shocking, and sometimes different translators try to, I'm not going to say water down, but, you know, circumlocute, like go around it. Directly, she was almost saying, basically, I've gotten a man, you could say, from the Lord in that sense, but the Lord directly is there. Not from,
and not with the help of. So pointing out the literal sense, I have gotten a man at Yahuwah. I've gotten a man. So the whole sentence right here, she says, Watomer kaniti isha et Yahuwah. I've gotten a man, right? Yeah. And then now the name kaniti, to get, to acquire, is also very, very interesting. Just make a note of that. Could we just seal it up right here? The 90th question from the RSS number one, Bereshit, or Genesis, Hebrew Genesis. Perhaps some say Eve, Chawa, thought that the man born to her, this makes more sense according to the narrative, the man born to her was the promised seed, was that promised seed to come that was announced in the previous chapter, the serpent slayer who would save the world. So the more direct sense is that it was told that there would be the seed of the woman, and Adam expressed, you know, that she is Chawa because she is Aim Kol Chai. She is the mother of all living. And now this firstborn child, with what she says, you know, Aniti Ish et Yahuwah, I've gotten a man, Yahuwah, the Lord. She's thinking that this man child is the one, is this promised seed, is the serpent slayer who was save the world and would change the condition that they had fallen into. How very shocking, you know, that thought, you know, was to come about when they found out what that firstborn would do. As Yeshua HaMashiach says, you know, to them, he says, yeah, of your father, but, you know, he was a devil, he's a murderer from the beginning. You know what I mean? And seeing that this first murder, who it was done by. Also, another interesting note right here, is that nothing was said of Abel, of Abel. You know, that's the interesting matter that we have in the first book, Moshe's first book, that nothing was said. You know, so that big compliment in Yahuwah's name over Cain, and Cain would be, you know, this first murderer. So here, we seal up right here. That was from the first, and due to time constraints, you know, the first Torah study, you know, Bereshit, you know, was in parts right here, but we'll have to kind of seal it up right here, but hopefully pick up with some of the points here, you know, a reason on it, you know, in the forward by Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. But here, brothers and sisters and brothers, let's ride up right here. Today's daily psalm, Dubwise. Yes, sir.
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
Oh, praise.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations.
Hallelujah, et Adonai Kol Goyim, Kol Goyim, Kol Goyim, Kol Goyim, Kol Goyim.
Praise him, all ye people, ye people, ye people, ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'umim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, great toward us, great toward us, great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo, 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 hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord, ye the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin. Hallelujah et Adonai Kol Goyim. שבחוהו כל האומים, כי גבר עלינו חסדו, ואמת אדוני לעולם, הללויה.
Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Hopefully we'll have time to share it right here, this psalm in the season, also as it connects this Torah reading and feeding, according to the royal order. But right here, let's touch on some of the basics, right? The basic synopsis, the overview of this third. So we're here, we're up to the third, right? So we're more or less up to date right here, up to the third sabbatical study with the review, the Q's and A's. So right here, this third sabbatical study is known as Shabbat Lech. Lekha, go for yourself. Lek, go. Halak is like a command. Lek, right, to a man, like a male. Lek, lekha. Go for yourself. Right? Genesis, if you go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 17, verse 27. So here for an overview right here, synopsis, an overview. In the previous Shabuah, right, the previous Torah reading and feeding manna, the weekly Torah portion was Noah, Shabbat Noah. And this showed how Yahuwah how he miraculously, right, preserved Noah and his family from a cataclysmic judgment. Just as there were, check it, 10 generations from Adam to Noah, so there were also 10 generations from Noah to Abram. And just as Noah became the father of 70 nations, so Abram would become the father of, we could say, the Hebrew and Israelitish people, through whom the promised seed, picking up on that theme from even the first sabbatical study from Shabbat Bereshit, the promised seed, speaking of HaMashiach, right, and the Moshiach, right, the Savior of the world, would eventually come. Through that promise seed. So now, here for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, for RSS number 3, we have Abram, Father, Ram, like high, exalted, almost like big up the sense, Abram, exalted father. Abram was 75 years old, 75 years old when he was called. When he was called, he was 75 years old. He said to have been married to his half-sister, Sarai, and also he took up that guardianship. He was guardian of his nephew, Lot, called Lot, his deceased brother, Haran's son. He was Haran's son. When he received this promise, this yay, yay, and this amen, amen, of a divine inheritance, a divine inheritance. Now, in obedience to Yahuwah Eloheinu's call, he left Haran. He journeyed to the land of Canaan. And there, according to the scripts, he built a Mizbeach, an altar, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, in a place between Bethel or Beit El and Ai. Bethel and Ai. Now, one thing for the Chabarim also to study metaphysical Bible dictionary, like the meaning of these names. You know, interesting in the narrative, within Ha Torah narrative, the meaning of these names, they also give wisdom and insight. So a recommendation, the basic Hebrew and also the metaphysical Bible dictionary. But shortly afterward, however, Abraham's faith, his amen, right? His yea and his amen, his faith, his credit, right, was tested. Since a severe famine, get this, even in the promised land, there was a famine. You know, if you say, well, if Ethiopia is such and such, why was there a famine? That's God's land. Well, here it says that there was a severe famine. According to what the scripture says, there was a severe famine in the promised land. So even the promised land, right, can have its own trials and tribulations. Check. For the sincere famine in the promised land that forced him to go southward to Mitzrayim, called Egypt, the Tawi, the two lands, for food. To protect himself, Abram, he conspired with the Ishto, with his Eshet, Oset, his woman, his wife, Sarai, to pretend to be just brother and sister, rather than husband and wife. So they disguised, you could say, their titles, just to be brother and sister. Now, technically, they were brother and sister, right, according to narrative. But to pretend to be just only brother and sister, rather than husband and wife. So that, and here's the reason, the key reason that Moshe's first book gives us, so that he would not be killed, so that he would not be killed for her. For her sake, all right? So this is also another interesting area of study right here. Even when we start to look and one starts to study and say, well, is this true? What was happening in ancient days and time? It does give a very interesting context. Would men kill a man for his wife? Huh? Do men do this today? So it's very interesting.
this notation, this, we could say, reason given. Now, sure enough, Sarai was taken to Paro, to Pharaoh, to the Per'a'a, to his palace or to the great house, to be part of the royal harem or harem, right? And Paro, the Per'a'a, as an ancient, the Per'a'a was like the great house in the Hebrew that comes out to be Paro, right? The great house gave Abram livestock, camels, and servants, all for her sake, all for Sarai's sake. However, on the other hand, Yahuwah, he sent, quote, great plagues to Paro, to the great houses, the household of the great house, until it was known that the reason for this trouble in the great house of the Per'a'a was that Sarai was Avram's Isha, his Eshet, his Oset. Paro, Per'a'a, the great house then released Sarai, and he dismissed Avram with all of his possessions. He's just like, all right, here, this, you know, he blessed him, so to speak, or, you know, kind of repaid him as Paro saw for the injustice and gave him the livestock, camels, and servants for her sake. You know, release Sarai, dismiss Avram with all that they had gotten, with all their possession that they had, and with all that they were given. Now, afterward, Abram returned. After this episode, he returned to the land of Canaan, of the Canaan land. His nephew Lot separated from him and chose to settle in and near the evil city of Sodom. Actually, if you read the narrative, he sought to settle near there. But then later on, you know, we find out that he's living there. Like you say, I don't want to get too close to the wicked. I'll just be on the outskirts. The next thing, you're living in the wicked city. This was Lot. This was Lot. Another interesting thing about the narrative here in HaTorah is how it likens, right, that area, right, to the well-wardedness of the Gan Eden. There's an area of the narrative where it compares this area that Lot and Abraham was, but more specifically where Lot chose to settle initially, being well-warded. It says, you know, like the Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, and then it says like Egypt. I find this to be interesting. So there's a Garden of Eden and an Egypt, interesting kind of connection, just in the narrative. Not saying that it's saying that this was that, but it was pointing to the well-wardedness, right? So Lot, he separated from Abram, right? Or was basically put into a position to make a decision, right? And he made the decision, right? Because of strife between their particular, you know, their shepherds. They had shepherds. You know, their shepherds were like, you could say, those who work for them, right, maintaining their flock, all that they had. And the shepherds of Abram, you know, were getting into it with Lot, and Lot's shepherds were getting into it. And Abram said, hey, we be brothers, not even I'm your uncle, you're my nephew, do what I tell you. But you choose. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to, and or vice versa. But you make the choice. And he made that choice to eventually settle in the evil city of Sodom, where he later became a captive. He got caught up, right, during war. Interesting, right, these themes, right, then and now. He became a captive during a war. So he just happened to live there, but whatever the politics, he wasn't maybe so busy with that. He just saw this as an ideal place, but later on he became a captive during a war in the Sodom Valley. Upon learning that his nephew was a prisoner, in the Hebrew, asir, right, a prisoner, Abram set out with a small band, and rescued him, right? Some call this, in the ancient context, according to the Hebrew scriptures, almost a type of a world war, similar to what we're seeing, you know, wars and rumors of war today. But Abram, interesting, with 314, it says with 314, trained household servants, right? He set out with a small band and rescued him, right? So this small band against these mighty ancient armies, and miraculously defeating
At the same time of rescuing Lot, he also defeated the kings. They call this, I think, the 4 versus 5, the 5 versus 4 kings, the 4 versus 5 kings. After his victory, so he went out not to get caught up in that, but in order to rescue his nephew, he defeated these kings. And after his victory, in Hebrew we'll call his victory a Yeshua or Yeshuot, victory, salvation. So after his victory, Abram was met by this mysterious Malki Tzedek, the Malki Tzedek, the king of righteousness, the righteous king, who was known as the king of Shalem, and he was priest. Interesting, he was not only king of Shalem or Salem, but he was priest. He was Kohen of the Most High God, of El Elyon, of El God Almighty Elyon, the highest, right? El Elyon, who had brought him bread and wine. So Malchias, at a hearing of this victory of one named Abram, right, against the mighty, he brought forward bread and wine, and he blessed him. So take note here. Here we have that sacrament right here, you know, of the bread, like they break bread and the wine, you know, the bread and the wine or the bread and the chalice, right? Who blessed him, right? And Malchias Edek blessed him. Now, in response, Abram, he gave Malchias Edek, Melchizedek, a tenth, or in Hebrew, he gave him a ma'aser. Ma'aser. He gave him a tenth, a tithe of everything, of everything. So even from the spoils of the victory, you know, he went to rescue Lot, but, you know, he went to more or less rescue that which was his own already, his family. But in that victory, there were also spoils of the battles. So Abram gave Malchias Edek a ma'aser, a tenth, a tithe. Now, Abram was then given, right? Now, after this, he was given a chazon, a revelation, a vision, right? A chazon from the word, from Hadabar, the word of Yahuwah, right? You could say in this sense, from the Father and Son, from the word of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, wherein he was reassured, reaffirmed, right? That despite his great age, remember, he starts out, right, at 75 years old. You know, and then sometimes some of us might think, oh, when we are called, you know, and we are regenerated, we might look at our natural age and say, oh, man, I'm this old. If I only knew this when I was such and such. But check out Abraham. He was 75. And also Sarai, right? But he was reassured, right, through this vision, right, from the word, the Dabar, the Divrei Yahuwah, from the word of he who be who he be, when he was reassured that despite his great age, he would father a child and indeed be as well a forefather of a great multitude of people, of enough people, even at a time where he does not have, you could say, a seed of his own, right? And in this word, in this vision, Genesis, Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 to 6. It is said, right, it is said to him, look toward Shemaima, to the heaven, look heavenward, right, look up to the Shemaim, and number the Kokabim, the stars, the Kokebs, right, if you are able to number them, to count them, and account for them. Then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. So it's like, look up to the stars. You're talking about you don't have a child. Okay, look up to the stars. All right, now count them. All right, and they said, wow, there's so many. Then, you know, the vision, so shall your offspring, your seed be. And it says that he believed, in the translation, believe, he amen, right, amena, right, he credited, right, he credited in Yahuwah and he who be who he be, and he counted it to him. Because he trusted, he gave it good credit, right? Even though he did not, like, know it as far as it manifested, but he credit. And that's why I want to bring out the word credit more in its true sense,
connected with the active principle of what is faith and sometimes get caught up in this word believe and be naive. He admits it, right, as truth, right? And he who be who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, counted it to him for righteousness, for tzedakah. So his admittance was counted to him, almost like inputted into his credit, right, for righteousness, right? So even though he did not, the only thing he did was admit in the truth, right, not doubt. Genesis chapter 15, verses 5 to 6, call those things which be not as though they were, as though they will be. Yahuwah, Jehovah, then sealed his promise, his expectation, the promise sense in the Hebrews, like the expectation, you know, his expectation, his yea and amen to Abraham with a unilateral, we call this a unilateral covenant. There's different types of covenant, right? Different types of covenant. I just got to mention this, you know, reasoning, you know, with I and I's son, this thing came up, you know, about covenant. Got to share this right here, the unilateral covenant. You know, there's different kind of covenants. There's some, you know, which are conditional. There's some which are unconditional. But here we have a unilateral covenant, right? Covenant between the parts. So we have in Bereshit, Genesis chapter 15, a very important chapter in HaTorah, is a unilateral covenant between the parts. And then he foretold of the 400-year-long exile of Israel, of his seed, of the seed of Abraham, in Mitzrayim, in the two lands, in Egypt and Kemet, if you please. Nevertheless, Yahuwah swore, he sevented himself, he swore, right, to give his descendants, Abraham's descendants, the land that he had foresaw and promised to the seed, the promised land, which extends, and get this here, quote, from the river of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, that's also that connection to Gihon and the river of Ethiopia, yeah, the river of Mitzrayim to the great river, the river Euphrates. And just to make a little note here, we talk about even the so-called modern nation state of Israel flag. That flag we see to be formally used by we, the black Jews, over here. But the symbolism of that flag, the two blue stripes, represents in interpretation those two particular rivers. So that's like, you say, East Africa, roughly, all of Arabia going out to where ancient Babylon was, according to what is written here. Now, 10 years had passed, 10 years, a whole decade, 10 years had passed, and Abram and Sarai were still childless. Now, some interpret this section, this episode, as a lapse of faith, a lapse of admittance, where Sarai, right, she urged Abram to sleep with or go into her Egyptian, right, maidservant, right, handmaid and maidservant, Hagar, in order to produce the family heir. Now, to this, Abram agreed. But soon afterward, Hagar became disrespectful towards her mistress. Right? The mistress, let me point this out. Here in Babylon, confusion, one think of like the other woman as the mistress. Right? But if he is the master of the house and this is his wife, then she, you know, is the lady master or the mistress. Just to point it out. Because ones will get confused about this story because Babylon confused them about the word or title mistress. Mistress, basically, you go, it's like mister. You see mister in there? That's like master, right? So Hagar, after this, after she conceived, you could say see, right? She became disrespectful towards her mistress and finally fled the family when Sarai began treating her harshly. I hear a lot of ones always blame Sarai. They say, oh, like it was her fault. She was jealous or whatnot. I think it's because of that confusion about who was the mistress, as well as not putting into context that if Hagar, right, was from Mitzrayim, from Egypt, what we get to know about some of their beliefs or some of the ancient beliefs, you know, she probably thought that she, in her belief system, was the next Orset,
And interesting how close in the Hebrew are said and Eshet in the primary Hebrew glyphs comes to Eshet is woman, like we get Isha, right? So she thought that she was the woman, she was the wife, but I'm sure her own preconceived ideas, we could say religiously, based on her being a Mitzramit, you know, an Egyptian, no doubt came into the context. She probably felt that now she should be the one because she's bringing forth the seed and that Sarah should take a second place. But Sarai had different attitude towards this. And we say as well that she was in the right, Sarai, not Hagar at this point. However, after Hagar fled, right, the Malaak Yahuwah, the angel of the presence, often referred as the Malaak Adonai, the Malaak Yahuwah, intervened. Now, some of us come to the revelation that when we see the particular angel of the Lord and these angelic revelations, it has to do with that word, right, revealing itself in the form of the angel. So the word made flesh in the latter days and time, born as a seed of that woman, this Maryam, that this is pre-incarnation revelation. Because that angel, how he speaks, is not like an angel or other angels, but he almost speaks with that authority of the Father. And then we have the burning bush incident that is a revelation as well. But right here, the Malaak Yahuwah intervened with runaway Hagar and told Hagar to return to Sarai. Indeed, Ha Malaak, the Malaak, the angel, the messenger, told her that she was with child. I'll avoid the word pregnant because if you look it up, it's like a disease or something. That's how they look at it in the modern, pseudoscience. But the biblical expression, with child. And this child would be a son, right? And his name will be called Yishmael. 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 Yishma means he hears. El means God. So Yishmael, part of a sentence or a sentence in itself, is El will hear, the Almighty would hear, Yishmael, who would be the forefather of a great nation, right, and also be blessed. Now, Hagar, interestingly enough right here, to back up what I'm saying about Hagar being a Mitzramit, an Egyptian, and what we know about ancient Egypt, she thought that she was the Isis or the Orset of the household. Right, and that Sarai, should take a second place. We know in ancient times and even ancient Egypt, sometimes this happened. There was a primary wife, another wife come along, she have a child, and that wife, begins to supersede, in some cases. So she believed the promise of what the Malaak said, right? And she returned home. But when she was there, she called the name, right, Yahuwah El Roi. Right, she called he who be who he be, Yahuwah. She called him El Roi, El, the Almighty, Roi, Roi. Now, Roi is interesting when you understand the Afro-Shemitic etymology and linguistics. It's almost like in her belief, possibly, this is the Almighty, the El from the Abraham side of the family, but the Roi, right, can also be the one who sees me, and that's like Rei. Ray, just say Ra, but the more correct pronunciation, Rai, the one who sees, to speak of the sun within the symbol of Mitzrayi, right? But here, she calls he who be who he be El Roi, which has a Hebrew meaning, but it also can have a double entendre, right, based on her possible, you could say, Kemetic or ancient Mitzrayi ideology or belief. But at this point, Abram was 86 years old when his son, Beno, his firstborn son, in the natural sense, yes, Ishmael is a firstborn son naturally, right? But that doesn't remain. It's not the natural, but it's the spiritual. He was 86 years old when Beno, his son, was born. Just a little more right here before we seal up right here. This is a synopsis, overview. Now, another 13 years passed. Man. So 10 years passed, 13 years passed. It's like just that number there. It's like 23 years passed, right? And now Abram was 99 years old, 99, right? And Yahuwah appeared to him again, to do what? To reaffirm his covenant. Now you talk about the faith, one's credit, like you have credit. You give somebody credit, but so far they haven't fulfilled what you put credit on them. You might not choose to extend them credit, or you might become a little doubtful about his credit. So we have a very interesting scene, 13 years passing when Abram is 99 years old, that Yahuwah, Jehovah, appeared to him again to reaffirm, to firm up again, Berito, his covenant promise, the expectation to make him the father of Nuf-Nuf, right, nations, a multitude of nations. Yahuwah symbolized his commitment at this particular point of the narrative by renaming, re-sheming. The shem means name, by re-sheming, by renaming Abram, which means exalted Ab, exalted father or high father. Abram, exalted father or high father, to say high, like you're way up there. Ram, you know, we say the dance of Ram. So a little interesting here. It's bigger. It's exalted. To Abraham. Abraham now means the Abraham. Raham is like Nuf-Nuf once. Like Abraham, father high or exalted. Abraham, father of Nuf ones, of a multitude. Adding Hebraically the Hebrew letter hey, the fifth letter of the Hebrew Aleph Beit, to Shemo, to his name or to his new name. Yahuwah also, remember he created man in his image after his likeness, and male and female he created them. Well, here Yahuwah Eloheinu, he also changed Sarai's Shem, also her Shem, right, which has a basic meaning of princess, to Sarah, which has an idea of noble woman, a basic idea of noble woman. We'll pick up getting to some of the ancient Hebraics. And again, he promised that a son, would be born to them. And even he emphasized that the son would be born of Sarai, right, who now is Sarah, right? And he also added a hey, right, to her name. And now some look at this in the Tetragrammaton or the Hashem of he who be, who he be of Yahuwah. There's a yod, hey, wah, hey. Yod, hey, wah, hey, or yod, hey, vah, hey. Right, there's two hays right there. So some see a connection within that revelation. Now upon hearing that, right, Abraham, he laughed. Can you imagine? Upon hearing that, Abraham, he laughs. Right. Now sometimes those things that we would think would be disrespectful, right, are not really disrespectful in the divine eyes, you know, in the Almighty's eyes. So get this, Abraham would be the first to laugh. You know, the first to laugh, right? And he wondered. Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to share that there, a little soundbite right there, but the board was a little bit delayed, right? And he wondered, so Abraham laughed, and he wondered how a man who was 100 years old, my father, a child, with a woman, a Isha, who was 90. But Yahuwah, but he who be, who he be, the Almighty, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be the name, Baruch Hashem, told him that the promised child, the expected seed, the expected child, whose name would be called Yitzhak, right? He laughs. So even Yitzhak in Hebrew, Yitzhak, right, means he laughs. Sak, laugh, Yitzhak, right, would be Abraham's and Sarah, of course, rightful heir. But regarding the promise given to Abraham, this would be his rightful heir, right, with whom Yahuwah, Jehovah, would establish, would make firm, Berito, his covenant. So the portion right here for Lech Lecha, go for yourself. The portion here, it concludes with Yahuwah Jehovah commanding Abraham to circumcise himself. Ouch. and his offspring throughout the generations as a sign, not as the covenant, but as a sign, an oath, a sign of Habarit made between them, made between them. So here, brothers and sisters and brothers, right here. Just a kind of an overview right here, getting some of the Q's and A's. Just looking ahead, we have, how many questions we have? Wow. We have about 52, not as much as the first 90, but 52 questions. Hopefully y'all willing, I and I live, we can come together and touch on those questions. And here, today's daily psalm right here, before we get into a quick midrash overview of this hallelujah. Yes, here to pull up on the Dubwise part two of that. Let's get into the Midrash right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 117.
Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, Yod,
Zayin. Kof Yud Zayin, Kof Yod Zayin. Psalm 117, Psalm CXVII, today's daily psalm according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachi, Tzedek, today's daily psalm. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Laud him, all ye, all your peoples. Hallelujah, et Yahweh, kol goyim, shabchuhu, kol ha'umim. Here, today's daily psalm here, Midrash, here from the Midrash, Sefer Midrash Tehillim. Here, a study on today's daily psalm. Here, theme in the Sefer Tehillim, it seems summons to all nations, to all nationalities, to call goyim, all nations, all nationalities, to praise, to Isis, to give thanks and praise to Elohim, the true good, the true God. Here, Midrash, a study, opening verse, Aleph verse, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yud Kof Yod Zayin. Kof Yod Zayin has two verses. The first verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah et Yahweh. Hallelujah et Yahweh. Praise Jehovah. All ye, all your nations. Kol Goyim. Lord him. Shabbuchuhu. Shabbuchuhu, Lord him, Shabbuchuhu, all ye, all your peoples, call ha'umim. And here, to compare and contrast, in the KJV, the King James Version, it reads, oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise him, all ye peoples. But here, we have hallelujah, etiyoah, call goyim. Exalt, hallelujah. And then we have Shabbuchuhu, kol ha'umim. Here. Sefer Tehillim. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says. Even here in Psalm 86, verse 8, that reads, among the gods there is none like to thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like to thy works. Neither are there any works like to thy, the I works. Ein kamoka v'Elohim Adonai, v'ein k'ma'aseka, there is none like to thee, the I male. Ein kamoka among the gods. Va'Elohim, Va'Elohim, O Lord, Adonai. And there are no works like thine. W'ein k'ma'aseka. Lamaze, why not? A mortal can figure an image up on a wall. A mortal can figure an image upon a wall, but the image he figures cannot beget another and other image. Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, blessed be He, blessed be He, blessed be He, man in His image, as is said even in Bereishis, in Genesis 1 and 27, and God created man in His own image. Vayomer Elohim, na'iseh Adam b'tzalmenu. And Elohim said, let us make us. Vayomer Elohim, na'iseh, let us make Adam. Let us make Adam. Bitz almenu. In our image. Vayomer Elohim, na'iseh Adam. Bitz almenu. And man and Adam begets children in his own image, as is said even in Bereishis in Genesis 5 and 3, where it reads, and Adam begot in his own likeness after his image. Adam vayoleda bia demuto k'tzalmo. And Adam begot a son in his own likeness after his image. Adam vayoled bi demuto k'tzalmo. The waters also are the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, and they, too, bring forth. As is said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Even here in Bereshith in Genesis 1, chapter 1 of Bereshith of Genesis, verse 20. Vayomer Elohim ayish retzu hamayim sheretza nefesha chaya. And Elohim said, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. May the waters bring forth abundantly. Vayomer Elohim ayish retzu hamayim sheretza nefesha chaya. When the praises of a mortal king are to be sung, his friends come. But do his enemies? Behold, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, all praise Him. As is said even in Psalm 86, verse 9, Hebraically, where it reads, all nations whom Thou, the I, hast made shall come and worship before Thee, O Lord, and shall glorify Thy, the I, name. Kol goyim asher asita yavou. V'yishtachu lefaneka Adonai, v'yakabdu lishmeka, all nations whom Thou, the I, hast made, shall come and prostrate themselves and bow themselves before Thee, I, O Adonai. Kol goyi asher asita yabou v'yishtachu lefaneka Adonai, and they shall glorify Thy name. We kabdu lishmeka. A philosopher asked Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah, Joshua ben Hananiah, is there a day when all the world is of one mind and Hagoyim, the nations, the nationalities, international community, worship before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be He? Rav Yehoshua ben Hananiah replied, there is one such day when all rejoice as one. What day is that? When the rains have held back and all the world is troubled thereby, comes the day when the rains fall and then all the world rejoices and glorifies HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, blessed be He, as is said even in the words of Psalm 86, verse 10, words of Psalm Mizmor Fevav Fewau, where it reads, all nations whom Thou hast made shall come and worship before Thee, O Lord, and shall glorify Thy name. Kol goyim asher asita yavou awi yishtachu lefaneka Adonai vikabdu lishmeka. Glorify it when, whenever, as in the words of Psalm 86 and 10, Thou, the I, great as Thou art, as the I be, doest wondrous, wondrous thanks. Ki gadol ata ve'oseh nifalaot, for Thou, the I, art great. Ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things. Ve'oseh nifalaot, the rains being the wondrous things, the rains being the niflaot, the wondrous things. As again in the verse from Eeyore, from Job, even Job 5, verses 9 to 10, that reads, who doeth marvelous things without number? Who giveth rain upon the earth, upon the earthly plain? Oseya gedolot, ose gedolot aveina hekera, nifa laota ata eina misapara, hanotena matara ala pne aret, who doeth great things and unsearchable. Ose gedolot ve'ein hekera, with ein cheker, and unsearchable. Niflaota, marvelous things, Ad ein misapar. Things without number. Ad ein misapar. Who giveth rain. Hanotain matar. Up on the earth. Al pene aretz. Ose gedolot ha'ena cheker niflaot ha'ata ena misapar hanotena matar ala pene aretz. For this praise, O praise Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, etioah kol goyim. O praise Jehovah, all ye, all your nations. Hallelujah, etioah kol goyim. Ravatanhum barchia taught, the sending of rain is greater than the giving of Torah. The sending of rain is greater than the giving of Torah. For while the giving of Torah was a joy to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, the sending of rain gives joy to all the world, to cattle, to beasts, and to fowl. As is said, Thou hast remembered the earth. Thou, the eye, hast remembered the earth. Wate shokekeha. Hear. Psalm Mizmora. Samek hey. Psalm 65, verse 10, which reads, Pakata haaretz. Thou, the eye, hast remembered the earth. Wate shokekeha. And watered her. And watered her. Wate shokekeha. Wate shokekeha. What is the meaning of Wate shokekeha? Thou hast satisfied her thirst. Or its meaning is Thou, the eye male, has given her her desire. Thou, the eye male, has given her her desire. Wate shokekeha, as in the verse, even the verse from Bereshit, from Genesis 3 and 16, that reads, Thy desire, tishukah, shall be to thy husband. Thy desire, tishukah, shall be to thy, the eye, husband. Tishukatech, vehu, yisa shalbach. And thy desire shall be to thy husband. V'illa ishek tishukatech. Thou, the eye, crownest the year with thy goodness. Even here. In Psalm 65, verse 12, Hebraically. Italta shenata tovateka. Thou, the eye, crownest the year with thy, the eye, goodness. Italta shenata tovateka. And what verse follows? Even the verse from Psalm 66 and 1 from Mizmor Samech Vav, Samech Wow. Verse 1 that reads, Shout to God all the earth. Hari'u l'Elohim kol ha'aretz. Shout. Hari'u l'Elohim. To Elohim, le Elohim, hari'u l'Elohim, kol ha'aretz, shout to Elohim, the true good, the true God, all the earth. Kol ha'aretz, the entirety of the earthly plane, shout to Elohim, hari'u l'Elohim, kol ha'aretz. Another targum, another interpretation of, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, Lord, Lord him. All ye peoples, hallelujah, Tioa, kol goyim, shabachuchu, kol ha'umim. Rav Shimon, the son of our holy rabbi, Rebbe, ask Avio, his father, what goyim, what nations are meant by all ye nations, by kol goyim? And what peoples by all ye peoples by kol ha'umim? Rabbi replied, the nations, the goyim, are all those goyim, all those nations, nationalities that oppress, rephrase, that downpress the Bnei Yisrael, that downpress the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, and the peoples, the umim, the peoples are all the peoples called Ha'umim that did not oppress, that did not downpress them. All the peoples said, if they who downpress the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, sing praise, sing Isis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, we, I and I, who did not downpress them, should sing all the more. Hence, it is said, Hallelujah, Ti Yehovah, kol goyim, shabuchu hu, kol ha'umim. O praise Jehovah, all ye nations, Lord Him, shabuchu hu, all ye peoples, kol ha'umim. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites also said, even more should I sing His praise. Tehilato. And when they went on to say, even in the words of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof Yod Zain, Psalm 117, for His mercy is great towards us, towards I and I. Ki gavara aleinu chasdo, for His mercy is great. Ki gavara aleinu chasdo. And the earth, she said, true is the Lord forever. True is the Lord forever. Ve'emetiyowa le'olam. And the truth of Jehovah endureth forever. Ve'emet Yahweh le'olam. True? Emet? Emet to what? True to the covenant, to Habrit, the covenant made with the fathers, with the patriarchs. As is said, even in the words of Vayikra, Leviticus 26, verse 42, where it reads, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob. V'zakarti et b'riti Yaakov. Then will I remember my covenant with Jacob. V'zakarti et b'riti Yaakov. Another Targum, another interpretation of true is the Lord forever. Ve'emet Yahweh le'olam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was urging Elijah to go and to show himself to Ahab, as is said even in the words of 1 Kings 18:1, where it reads, go, show thyself to Ahab. Lech he'ra'eh il Ahav. Go and show thyself to Ahav. Lech he'ra'eh il Ahav. Elias replied, how can I go, seeing that up to this moment, Ahab has not repented, has not done teshuvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Elijah, when I first watered my earth, did there even exist a human being for whose sake I should water my world? And yet, it is said even in the words of Bereshit, of Genesis 2 and 6, there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Ve'eda ya'ille min ha'aretz, ve'hishika et kol pnei ha'adam. But there went up a mist from the earth. Ve'eda ya'ille min ha'aretz, and watered the whole face of the ground. Ve'hishika et kol pnei ha'adam, and watered the whole face of the Adama, of the Adama. Ve'hishka et kol pnei ha'adam. And so, now go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the land. Even here, the fuller verse, 1 Kings 18:1. Lech he'ra'eh la Ahav, ve'etna matar al pnei ha'adam. Go, show thyself to Ahab, Lech, Heira'eh, Il Ahav, and I will send rain up on the land, up on the Adama. We etna matar al pene ha Adama. Another comment on the opening words here of Mizmor Kof Yod Zain of Psalm 117. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye, all your nations. Hallu etioa kol goyim. When Abraham was cast into the fiery furnace, Gabriel came and wanted to save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said, I am one in my world, and Abraham is one in his world. As is said even in Yechezkel in Ezekiel 33:24, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. Echad haya Abraham, vayirasha et haaretz. Abraham was one. Echad haya Abraham, and he inherited, vayirash, the land, et haaretz, the earth, the earthly plain. Vayirash et haaretz, echad haya Abraham, vayirasha et haaretz. It is fitting that ha echad, that the one save the one. As is said even in Bereshit, in Genesis 15:7, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur, fire of the Chaldees. I am the Lord that brought thee, the I, out of Ur, out of fire of the Chaldees. Ani Yehovah asher hotzeitika me'ur kasadim. I be he who be who he be. Ani Yehovah. Ani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. Asher who hotzeitika, who brought the I, male, me'ur, out of Ur, kasadim, out of Ur of the Kasdim, out of Ur of the Chaldees. Ani Yehovah asher hotzeitika me'ur kasdim. Nevertheless, I shall not withhold thy reward. There will come a time in Iowa when three righteous men will go down into a fiery furnace to hallow, to sanctify, to set apart Shemi, to set apart my name, to set apart the Hashem. Then thou, the I, wilt go down, and thou, the I, wilt save them. When Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were cast into the fiery furnace, Yerkami, the prince of hell, Yerkami, the prince of hell, appeared. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, blessed be he, and said, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, I am the prince of hell. Let me, make I go down, and I shall quench the fire of the furnace. But Gabriel said, I am the prince of fire. Let me, make I go down, and I shall burn up those who are outside the furnace, and keep cool those who are inside it, and thus perform a miracle within a miracle, a miracle within a miracle, a miracle within a miracle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to him, go down. And Gabriel went down and saved them. Hananiah said, oh, praise Jehovah, all ye nations, ye nationalities, the Gentiles, the heathen, the international community. Oh, praise Jehovah, all ye nations. Hallelujah to Yehovah, call goyim. Mishael said, Lord him, all ye peoples, Shabbuchuhu, call haumim. Azariah said, for his mercy is great toward us, toward I and I. Ki gavar aleinu chasado. Gabriel said, true is the Lord, is Jehovah forever. Ve'emet yahu le'olam. what thou, the I, didst promise me, did promise I in the days of Abraham, thou, the I, has done and fulfilled. Hence, here, where Emeta Yahuwah le'olam. Hence, true is Jehovah forever. True is he who he be forever, forever. Where Emeta Yahuwah le'olam.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 117.
Mizmor Kuf Yud Zayin.
O praise
Yah, 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 Yah.
All ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations, all ye nations.
Hallelujah et Adonai kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim, kol goyim.
Praise him, all ye people, ye people, ye people. Ye people, ye people.
Shabbehuhu kol ha'ummim.
For his merciful kindness is great toward us, great toward us, great toward us, great toward us.
Ki gavar alenu hasdo, 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 hasdo.
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever, forever, forever.
Ve'emet Adonai le'olam, 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 le'olam.
Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yah, 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 Yah.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Lana Tov and Boker Tov. A good night and a good, a blessed rise. You can't keep a good man down. They can't keep the seed of Abraham down. Rise, rise, rise.
Rastafari, Sinai. When I the praises goes out to the Most High. Listen to the wicked, well watch this. Woman said, it is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. All those he done in life, every day I pull close. Most they think me unsafe, Jaja, stand at my immediate side. It is a rocky road, so I have to keep the faith as I approach. The ungrateful peoples in life, every day I pull close. Most they think me unsafe, Jaja, Jaja, listen. Give them the length and the rope, because them up it up. Let them come, them don't know who them man can front. What bad I'm find on, you want to throw me in the dump. Stop and see who's his lies amongst the righteous, the conscious, who you will forever hate. Just because I'm leaking out against the system you create. You know I'm if it's safe, that I don't choose to play. What you propose to me, I know, say I'm weak. You can't discourage my heart, is it that hard to see? I'm so strongly built with God Almighty. You're coming on back to earth. Rolling like if I give up at the start, I have no end to rejoice.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, give thanks. That was Rocky Road. Actually, we thought to play Solid as a Rock. But be well, stand and build on the rock. Yes, I. Shua Shalom. Shalom, Chavarim.